coast town. I drop by every night. I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song just to sing. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris to rally in Greenville, North Carolina today as she visits the battleground state for the second weekend in a row. Last night, Harris was in Raleigh speaking to local leaders and packing aid boxes for North Carolina hurricane victims and challenging her opponent to do something else she did Saturday.
Today I released my medical records, as has, I believe, every candidate for president of the United States except Donald Trump in this election cycle.
The 78-year-old former president has not released his medical records. Trump will rally this afternoon in Prescott Valley, Arizona. The number of customers in Florida without power falling below 1 million this morning for the first time since Hurricane Milton struck. Nearly 30% of Florida's gas stations dry. President Biden heading to the damage zone today. In the Middle East, Israel expanding its evacuation orders for North Gaza. And Hezbollah launching hundreds more rockets at Israel. This is ABC News.
Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive victory on the road yesterday, 42-7 over Rutgers. The Badgers defense with a key stop on a 4th-and-1 in Wisconsin territory early in the game. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, both sides of the ball physically did a really, really good job. And that was a big sequence right there. You know, I think we tried to give something back there at the end of the first half where I think we had a chance to really kind of put some distance to the thing in a lot of ways. And give them credit. They kept battling. and they fought back, but our guys went in there, made stops, blocked the field goal. But it definitely put us in a position where there's a lot more confidence building.
Up next, the Badgers take on the Wildcats at Northwestern. NFL, Packers host the Cardinals, a recap coming up tonight. Basketball, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night in a preseason game. Giannis getting some playing time with some of the Bucks' younger players.
Giannis got out running. Vinny Johnson or whoever else you want to name, you need that sometime.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers across the area for today. It will be a cool and raw afternoon with northerly winds up around 30 miles per hour. Highs in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Shower chances ending Sunday night. Lows around freezing. Right now it's 40.
This week on Viewpoints.
Chanel, I think she always had an eye for kind of taking something and giving it a kind of high fashion makeover, basically.
Why do some pieces stay fashionable for generations? Then,
would you put a pet to sleep for a significant amount of money? Or would you alter or rework your child's college application if you thought it would get them into a college that they wouldn't otherwise get into?
Asking ourselves the difficult questions. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Each season, new fashions hit the runway, and variations of these pieces quickly work their way into the social media scene, pushing people to buy the newest trend. It's a vicious cycle of consumerism, as many of these styles are short-lived and lose steam in a matter of months. But within this cycle, there are some designs that have withstood the test of time. From classic trench coats to black stiletto heels, these styles transcend across different cultures and generations. So, how did these pieces manage to stay in the limelight for so long, and why are some fashion crazes, on the other hand, so short-lived?
I would say that the sort of cycle of trends has definitely sped up quite a lot over kind of the last 10 years. I mean, I guess with the rise of digital culture and how everything is very much very immediate now, whereas maybe sort of 20 years ago, trends were slower because they came from the catwalk or the street, and they sort of dripped down to what most people wore.
That's Lauren Cochran, the author of The 10, How and Why We Wear the Fashion Classics. Cochran has been a writer in the fashion industry since the early 2000s, working at London Vogue and now at The Guardian as a senior fashion writer.
As you can probably imagine, working at a newspaper on a fashion desk, it can be everything from someone's lucky tie. I wrote something about the England's manager's lucky tie, which didn't turn out to be very lucky at all, to the kind of rise of grey hair on the red carpet. So it's very varied.
In her book, Cochran shares the long history of various fashions and how they've managed to stay current for so long. One of these trends is the little black dress, or LBD. This style first became popular thanks to Coco Chanel in 1926.
The little black dress before, or black dresses in general, before she kind of put them in one of her collections, were seen, they had lots of different connotations. They were, as we still see them now, they were part of mourning. But also, particularly in the States, I think, they were seen as very dowdy because they were kind of essentially the uniform for shop girls. So for sort of young working class women. And Chanel sort of noticed this very sort of austere dress. I think she saw them as part of, which we still have today, they're as part of what maids wore in hotels. And so she always has had an eye for kind of taking something and giving it a kind of high fashion makeover, basically.
Although radical at the time, the style of the little black dress quickly became a staple in fashion because it catered to a wide variety of consumers and budgets.
It's a very diverse item, even if at the base of it, it's quite simple. So you can have them in all sorts of different, like, shapes, sizes, lengths, you know, styles. So, I mean, I must have about 10 little black dresses, and they're all kind of hugely different.
Cochran notes that the versatility of this style was seen in older advertisements and films. Take Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's, for instance. Hepburn is elegant and chic, wearing a classic black dress and oversized pearl necklace, and she nibbles on a croissant and coffee. This portrayal in the film only furthered the popularity of the dress for decades to come. Even today, the LBD is a key feature in many modern wardrobes, and that's the beauty of the piece. It's easily adaptable.
I talk about in the book about how you could actually have a kind of wardrobe of little black dresses, because the same little black dress doesn't work for different occasions. So you might have one that you wear to go out for a night, or you might have one that is kind of a good kind of fail-safe for a kind of difficult day at work. They have a kind of forever appeal, I think.
Apart from high fashion, other producers within the industry created more casual pieces that left a similar lasting impact. These items, like a classic pair of relaxed denim jeans and a well-fitting white t-shirt, have been around for centuries. Take the introduction of the classic tee, for instance.
The sort of roots of the white t-shirt are kind of in underwear. So there have been kind of tee-shaped clothing from the medieval times that people would wear underneath their clothes to kind of, as a sort of hygiene thing, so they didn't have to wash the kind of ornate items they wore over the top.
The white t-shirt was first worn as a plain undergarment early on, but quickly evolved into a larger statement as it gained mainstream popularity in the 20th century.
Those t-shirts became kind of something more like we would recognize. The first kind of fashion moment for them was in the 50s, when they became a kind of favored item of kind of young men, a sort of new generation of young male teenagers, who saw them on their kind of icons like Sidney Poitier and Marlon Brando and James Dean. And because, again, they have a kind of subversiveness at that time, because for their parents, for those kids' parents, that white t-shirt would have been seen as underwear. So for them to wear it out the house sort of by itself would have kind of raised eyebrows, which no doubt they were keen to do.
And today it takes on different forms. Some people wear white t-shirts with slogans and artwork as a way to communicate a message they believe in or live by.
You can just wear a blank one, or you can sort of wear one with exactly like a political statement on it or the logo of your favorite band. And what that does is it's very much the sort of the most like direct way that fashion tells sort of passers-by what you're interested in, who you are. I think all clothes do that all the time, but t-shirts with statements is the kind of most like direct way to do that.
And people often pair their t-shirts with their favorite jeans. Did they know that the first pair was invented in 1873 by Levi Strauss and Company? They were originally created as durable pants for working men. However, Cochran says that the t-shirt and jean look became a larger part of fashion culture in the 50s when younger people started wearing them and never stopped.
They're sort of just part of our sort of societal trends as much as kind of fashion trends. And I think as time went on, they just became so popular. And as people got older, they didn't stop wearing them. So it's a sort of something that people wear throughout their life. My dad, who's 73, still wears Levi's 501s, for example. They've just been taken up by generation after generation after generation, and everyone wears them. They say that on a given day, half the world's population is wearing jeans.
Although there have been different iterations of the classic jean over the decades, Cochran says the design has stayed relatively the same. Some styles of Levi's are virtually identical to the originals from the 1880s.
It's very striking as to how similar. I don't think they've got like a pair from 1873, which is when they were first patented, but from like the 1880s, I think, is the oldest one they've got. And if you see a picture of them, they look so similar to what we wear now. What's interesting, I guess, is that they were sort of a design classic from the get-go.
Jeans, t-shirts, and little black dresses are only three of the 10 trends Cochrane explores in her book. She also touches on the first champion hoodie made in the 1930s and the rise of the scandalous miniskirt in the 1960s. Each timeless piece within this collection is unique, but all have managed to capture the attention of people over several generations. To learn more about the history of fashion and our guest Lauren Cochran, check out the book The 10, How and Why We Wear the Fashion Classics. You can also find more information and archives of past shows at viewpointsradio.org. The story originally aired in August 2021 and was written by associate producer Bridget Killian. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, exploring the moral and ethical dilemmas of certain scenarios when Viewpoints returns.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
You can do it all by yourself.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes. Someone once said that a question is the start of knowledge. Most of us presume that's because we ask the question until we get the right answer. Well, not all questions have or need correct answers. That's the idea of a book by bioethicist Dr. Gregory Stock titled The Book of Questions.
It's more about the process. A good question really leads to more questions rather than gets closed off with answers. And there are no right and wrong answers to this. It's more about our values, about who we are, about understanding others. So that's why I love questions.
Some questions probe the state of our society and our world, such as, do you think the world will be a better or worse place 100 years from now? Do you see our present world as a better place than the world of a century ago? Why? Others are more of a look inside our personalities. How would you answer the question, what could someone figure out about you by the friends you've chosen? Some questions Dr. Stock poses, though, have no basis in reality. The situations described in them could never really happen, but Stock says they speak volumes about who we are.
I've found that sometimes there are situations that you probably wouldn't face. A really good example is if you're not involved in a relationship and you're sitting in a cafe and you look at somebody that's maybe 3 or 4 tables over and you just know. If you go over and introduce yourself, you're going to fall madly in love with that person. They're going to be in love with you. It's going to be the stuff of dreams, better than you ever imagined. But you also know that 6 months from that point, they're going to get hit by a car and killed. Do you go over or do you walk away? Well, that kind of crystallizes whether love is an experience for you or whether it's an investment in your future. And people really feel very strongly about it. It's not obvious what your answer would be on that. And you learn a lot about yourself and about others. And that's not an experience that you're going to run into ever. Suspend disbelief. It's like you can be really impacted by a play or a novel, and yet it's outside of your own experience.
Stock also poses hypothetical questions that we might have to answer sometime in our lives, and it's often necessary to think about them in advance. One example in the book comes from Stock's own life. If your mother were in pain, bedridden, and a few weeks from death, and she begged you to give her poison so she could take her own life, would you find a way to get it for her?
That is a real issue. That particular question that you just came up with is a very poignant one for me, because that is the situation with my own mother. She had terminal cancer and had fought it for about 20 years and then was in a situation where she had asked me if I would get her something so that she could commit suicide, because she didn't want to go and get hacked apart in a hospital to extend her life for another week or something. You know, I had told her many years before that she had to get it herself and that I would tell her what she needed to do. And she had gone about and done that. And when the time came, I had told her that if ever she were going to take poison, that she should tell me. And I wouldn't stop her, but I wanted to be with her. And I got a call one day. We had 24 hours to get down and be with her. And in fact, we sat around with her, the rest of the family, while she took phenobarbital. So these things are very real, and you hear these things from other people, and they really can move you, even though they're not your own experience. Sometimes we change our minds, but sometimes we don't, or they lead to insights, and we learn a lot about other people as well.
Stock says that the decision to not directly help his mother take her own life wasn't based only on its being illegal.
You also don't want to help a person because you don't know whether it's a momentary thing or whether it's something that they're really deeply feeling over a long period of time. So it was kind of my way of dealing with, if you really feel that way, then you'll take care of that aspect of it yourself. And she did, and I sat with her. I didn't try and stop her. I'm sure it was illegal what we were doing, but still, these things are very difficult that you grapple with.
Some of the questions are of a lighter nature and concern scenarios that you might find on reality shows these days. One asks if you would be able to stand up in a crowded restaurant and obnoxiously berate a server over a trivial matter if you would get $5,000 for your trouble. Stock says it's not so much a question of how horrible you make the server feel as how you feel that guides the answer.
It is about a personal thing, because probably a server deals with annoying guests all the time, but it's whether we could be such a person, you know, whether we would be comfortable embarrassing ourselves and acting like a jerk in public. But even if the waitress or waiter would be comfortable with it, maybe we wouldn't be, because the follow-up to that is, would you change your mind if you were going to share the money with the person and you knew they would be very grateful for it? So it's kind of where we will push ourselves as well in terms of being uncomfortable in situations.
Stock asks a great many questions that deal with money and how much it motivates you to do difficult things.
Would you put a pet to sleep for a significant amount of money? Or would you alter or, you know, rework your child's college application if you thought it would get them into a college that they wouldn't otherwise get into? So it's things that are difficult sort of issues, and that it's interesting to hear what other people say about them, too.
There's a question in Stock's book about a very touchy subject, infidelity. It poses a dilemma that could hurt a relationship no matter what your answer. He asks, while on a trip, your spouse or lover spends the night with a stranger. If you knew they'd never meet again, and you otherwise would never find out about it, would you want your partner to tell you?
It's something that certainly people like to talk about and think about, is, you know, at what level is there a betrayal? Would they want to know or would they not want to know in the abstract? And it's probably a good conversation to have, because sometimes people are under misunderstanding. Personally, I would like to know, even if it was very, very difficult to deal with. Whereas some people at least think initially that maybe they wouldn't like to know. They would like to live a lie, but eventually it often can come back to harm you. Although like I say, there's no right and wrong answer. I mean, in some situations, maybe it would be better not to know. But certainly we're dealing with some very difficult issues for something like that.
Dr. Stock says that people who have grappled with the questions in his books find that the journey is an instructive one for them, their spouses, family, and friends. As he said over and over, it's the journey to the answer, more than the answer itself, that's important. He adds that the feedback from his books has shown him that people appreciate the opportunity to think about ethical situations and how they'd resolve them for themselves.
It's one of the most gratifying things that I've done because it's opened up conversations for people that they might not otherwise have had. I've gotten letters from people who have gotten married because of the book, who, you know, have gotten to know things about their children or their parents that were very, very gratifying and rewarding because it kind of gives people permission to talk about things that are so awkward or that could be just difficult to bring up. And that can be very exhilarating. It's nice to be talking about things that you care about or an opportunity to talk about ourselves, which is what we really like to do, to talk about the juiciness of life in one way or another.
You can find more than 290 poignant, probing, funny, and insightful questions in Gregory Stock's The Book of Questions, available in select bookstores and online. You can always find more information about all of our guests on our site at viewpointsradio.org. This segment originally aired in January 2015 and was written by producer Pat Reuter. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Back to school season is behind us and the fall semester is flying by. Many kids and teens are already counting the days until their next break for the holidays as Thanksgiving and Christmas approach. But across several states, this school year has felt a lot different for many students after a major policy change. Cell phone bans. As of September, at least 15 states have passed legislation or put in place policies that ban or restrict the use of cell phones and connected devices, according to the data compiled by Education Week. In Louisiana, Florida, and South Carolina, these policies are the strictest and mandate that all students turn off their phones and smartwatches and store them in lockers or backpacks until the end of the day. And in states like California, Ohio, Minnesota, Indiana, and Virginia, where the rule has recently passed, schools are doing a slow rollout. These policies seem to be sweeping across the country, and even in places where these bans aren't required, schools are still incentivized or recommended to ban cell phones. For some, this shift has been difficult. With devices turned off, parents have voiced concerns about the possibility of not being able to reach their kids if there's an emergency. However, people in favor of the policy argue that there are a lot more pros than cons. Students are more focused, spend less time on social media, and there are less interruptions in the classroom. Last year, Pew Research reported that 70% of high school teachers said that their students were distracted by smartphones. These numbers aren't surprising, given that the average teen spends 4 to 6 hours per day online. While these sweeping bans may seem excessive, some believe it's a necessary shift to get teens offline and focused on learning. What do you think? That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Francis Ford Coppola is one of the most important film directors to ever live. He's the man behind eternal classics like The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. And for more than 40 years, he had been working on a dream project, a film called Megalopolis. In recent years, he was finally able to put the wheels in motion on the ambitious project, and he even ponied up to largely finance the $120 million movie himself. And finally, now, Francis Ford Coppola's epic has been released into theaters to bad reviews and massively underwhelming box office results. Let's zoom out. Megalopolis stars Adam Driver, Aubrey Plaza, Giancarlo Esposito, and a who's who of supporting characters that includes Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. A fable set in the futuristic city of New Rome, the film seeks to marry Shakespearean language with a tech billionaire main character to tell the story of a flawed genius working to build a utopian future. The movie is zany, bombastic, audacious, and just okay at best. I enjoyed my time in the theater seeing Megalopolis with 11 others at a Saturday matinee, but my enjoyment was mostly the side effect of seeing a legendary director get bonkers performances from some of the best actors working today. The story itself is confusing, and summarizing the plot would be a fool's errand. I'll always find it worthwhile to check in on what a late career legend like Coppola is up to, but Megalopolis pales in comparison to recent works from his peers, such as Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon or Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans. I'm glad Coppola made his movie, and I'm glad I saw it, but Megalopolis is every bit the confounding mess that its reception would lead you to believe it is. But then again, maybe that's what makes it worthwhile. I'm Evan Rook.
Extravagant, luxurious, lavish. The $7 Lux Cravings Box from Taco Bell satisfies all your crunchiest, cheesiest, sauciest cravings. Indulge in a beefy five-layer burrito, chicken chalupa supreme, Doritos Locos Taco, and chips and a drink for an unluxurious price. It's Lux for less. Get yours today at Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks excludes freezes. Tax extra.
It's Gerald McBride here, letting you know how Chevrolet is supporting the next generation of black professionals. For the eighth summer in a row, Chevrolet is teaming up with the National Newspaper Publishers Association to power the futures of 10 multi-talented, historical black college and university students with a Discover the Unexpected Fellowship. Together, these stellar fellows will drive their legacy, owning their story in the Chevrolet tracks. Visit nnpa.org/ChevyDTU to learn more.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Jason from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua, giving the local fishing report. Into October, finally some cold mornings, as low as 29 degrees on 10-4, driving temps into the low 60s as it should be. Colors starting to pop and musky action on the upswing. Our weather has been either calm or very windy, but one consistent has been very few clouds. Somewhere in the middle would be much better compromise for us anglers. Bite windows have been small for some species, but when it's on, it's been good. Smallmouth bass, very good to good. Two distinct bites. Offshore, along coontail edges or over rock humps, numbers of smallies up to 16 inches using drop shot rigs with 3-inch minnow imitations. For a crack at a big fish, work topwater, whopper ploppers, choppos, or torpedoes over shallow weeds. Fished to 6.5 pounds this past week with several 5-pound fish from reports of guide Todd Powell. Muskie's been good to very good. It's the start of sucker season. While bucktails and topwaters still provide good results and will until the surface temperatures hit 55 degrees or so, near turnover. Suckers are really coming into play. Fish just outside the shallow weed flats. Drawing fish to suckers on quick set rigs with blades, twitch and gliders have also been picking up their fair share. We've seen water temperatures drop from 70 degrees over a week ago into the upper 50s to low 60s, about a 62 degree average. Definitely bringing about some better patterns for the October anglers pursuing musky, walleye, smallmouth, and crappies. With the 2-week forecast showing lows below 40 degrees almost every morning and highs in the mid 60s at the warmest, we should start seeing signs of turnover in a week or so. Don't confuse turnover with the heavy algae blooms on some of our lakes. Those should be clearing up with the colder temperatures. This is Jason with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report. Keep your eye on your bobber.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BOUNCE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BOUNCE to 42424. That's BOUNCE to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers across the area for today. It will be a cool and raw afternoon with northerly winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Shower chances ending Sunday night. Lows around freezing. Right now it's 40.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet. of a trimming and it fitting me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna look you up. People came and took the baby, Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did.
One day on my own, I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough, thank God for this woman, amen. Faith, I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough, thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith, stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you make sure all my roads led to her. So tonight I will fall down on my knees, 'cause Lord knows how lucky I am. I'm gonna shout at the top of my lungs, thank God for this woman, amen. Yeah, thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith, she gives me grace, she gives me hope, she gives me strength, she gives me love.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and a pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been a type that would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know, that just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Just when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Just when she loves me, now I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. 'Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm.
With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Country.
Someone to ease your pain. Talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. We were dancing, we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. True. That we jumped in right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking in that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume, girl. That night was just like you, unforgettable. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl. That night.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a raise since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah! Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love.